Now, how come you were nominated?
Well, I had a brain tumour and I had very severe depression and I got sectioned. And when I came out of hospital, I did the Ironman triathlon and the marathon.
It's just incredible.
Raised £20,000 for the Brain Research Trust. If you'd spoken to the pre-brain tumour me and said I was going to be running a marathon and doing a triathlon, I would have said, no way. So it just feels incredible that that's finally paid off now and I'm getting some kind of, you know, appreciation for it.
But it was incredible how you just turned your life around like that. You went from being sectioned and coping with all of that and the depression and did an Ironman.
It makes me feel so lucky, especially I was watching the documentary on Tom Daley, the diver, and he lost his dad to a brain tumour a few months ago. So just Daley makes me feel so good, especially because right now is exactly 10 years to the day since I had the tumour. So it feels really great to be doing the run today. Yeah.
Oh, that is incredible.
Yeah,
so that's incredible.
That's giving me tingles, actually. That's quite spooky, isn't it?
That's why I just started rubbing my hands. I've got goosebumps. So your time, though, what made you suddenly decide that you were going to, you know, there you were sectioned and you thought, okay, I'm going to go and do an Ironman. I'm going to go and do marathons. What was that sort of that moment, that click?
I was feeling a bit kind of crazy. My friends had come out for a run. I was like, I hate running. Went for the first run and boom, the endorphins go through the brain system and it lifted my mood. And it was the first time I realised that if I ran, I could make a difference to my mental health. And that was a real sort of breakthrough for me. And that's what really got me into it.
Yeah? And was it difficult at first for you to talk about your health problems, your mental health
problems?
It
was, yes. But I'm now a media volunteer for Mind. So I've had articles in the paper and I've been on the radio and the television and stuff talking about mental health because I'm lucky enough that I can do it. I work now for a mental health charity called Together, with people who've got much worse mental health conditions than mine, and I just realised I'm lucky enough that I'm able to come on the radio and talk to you about it. A lot of the people I work with couldn't do that, so I feel very, very lucky.